some important truths that Brother Teo has learned from his teacher, Prat Ajahn Yantra Amaro Bhikkhu, a very wise and famous Thai monk during the early years of his cultivation, 1988 to 1992, are as follows. 1. Mind is mind, body is body. Body is never the mind, and the mind is never the body. But body is important too, because both body and mind must harmonize to help us live life and develop the meditation, and we choose take care of mind because mind is more important. 2. We choose accept everything as natural, because only form and mind arising and passing away, and mighty nature rolling by, so not so real and not what one thinks.
So this is the meaning of emptiness, empty nature or existence. Understand that? Huh? We choose accept everything as natural because they accord and flow with nature's law. That is the reality, what is. Then because everything is non-self, empty, form and mind, understand, the five aggregate, not what you think. Then they arise and they pass away, and only like mighty nature rolling by. It's nature's phenomena rolling by, no reality. Like I explained the other day, you can only recall to memory Wang Si Zi Nen Hui Wei. Whatever happened in life since birth until now, is it real? You cannot deny it happened, but is it real? Past is already gone, no more reality. And the only reality in life is the present moment. How stable is it? Split second is gone, split second. So what is the reality behind life? Nothing. It's just a set of nature's law, mighty nature rolling by. Can you understand? Yeah. Then the first one, you can understand what my teacher say. Mind is mind, body is body. Body never the mind never the body. Body is important too. So we choose the care body. Where body and mind must harmonize. Through this, the moment I hear, it went in. Then one day when I was meditating and the short retreat, 3 days, 2 nights, weekend, at Bridgeview Temple, remember? I was doing the meditation, I think 1987 or 88, I forgot already. Then I was crossing my leg. Then the pain came, very intense pain. Then I tried to relax into it, but you know the pain is very, very severe, exhilarating. Then I determined, but not as brave as the Buddha underneath the Bodhi tree. Not until the blood all dry out also I won't rise. The thought actually came and panicked me. If you continue to sit, your leg will paralyze. So leg paralyzed only, not so bad. So I said, okay, paralyzed. So I said, you know why I make the decision? Because I remember this one. Mind is mind, body is body, body never the mind, mind never the body. Means the body, that one pain, trigger of condition the mind to grasp, cling. And it is the upadana kanda that cause suffering. So I relax into it, I endure it. And you know what happened? Suddenly, like I explained the jiwei, what is pain? It's a sensation you don't like. So if you resist it and don't like it, it becomes ill, mental hindrance. That's why I cannot break free. When I accepted it, relax into it, endure it, I develop the silent mind. I relax, I aware, I silent, maintain awareness. Then suddenly, that whole thing flashed through. There is a sudden flash of my brain here, the mind, bright light, very bright, flashes through. Then the greatest thing happened. Suddenly, the energy came, the virya, everything, the awareness. Then I realized my leg no more pain. No. How come like that? Then I become very brave. No. I investigate, no. Using my awareness, I go down to my leg, where the thing is. Then I saw nothing. No. Yeah, the mind has separated. The body still got that thing, the pulling sensation, everything. Very clear. Then I said, how come like that? Then later on, when I came out of the meditation, I realized this is the first jhana, knowledge, inside knowledge that Buddha talked about. Able to discern clearly between form and mind. Understand? The form is a form, body is a body, mind is mind. The two are like separate one. Where the awareness does not cling onto the sensation. Then I was so amazed, I can see the chi at the place where there is constriction and the pain build up on flowing through. You know. Then after that, from that day onward, I got no problem with pain. I know how to relax, I know how to settle down. That's why I can sit for 3-4 hours after that, no problem. Yeah. So this is what the advice, you know how to understand and apply it. When you read, you may not know what it means, the body, body, mind is mind, body never the mind never the body. What is the, do you get any understanding from that? Huh? Basically, before I explain how I did it, do you understand what the advice was? You can't, isn't it? No way. Yeah. But for people who have the past, they listen this type of truth, they know they can do it. That's why I dare to do it. And when it flashed through, the whole mystery is no more. Understood. So all this is how I developed the understanding. That's why I came to realize the hindrance not there. When you accept, relax, maintain awareness, sati take over, the shift of consciousness happens. Okay?